Travel Michigan every Friday joins us about now. Nick, I can only imagine you're probably somewhere around Traverse City with cherry blossoms out now. Yeah?
This morning, I'm going to be headed up to Gaylord this weekend, so I won't be seeing the blossoms in Traverse City, but I've seen some photos, and I tell you, if you have not been there during the peak of the cherry blossoms to see this, you got to do it, Mike.
We have, and it's beautiful. They're a little messy. I mean, when they get all over the place, when they fall off, you know. But even that's kind of pretty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, but those few days, it's really about a week or so. But, you know, in that few days where all the blossoms are out there and you can see the entire hillside covered in this beautiful white and pink, you know, it is a sight to see. Because if you visit an area like Traverse City where there's a high density of cherry orchards, especially like on the Old Mission Peninsula, out there on the Leelanau Peninsula, it's different than fall colors, you know, where you've got, you know, everywhere you go, there's fall leaves. But you'll come over a hill and there's an entire hillside of pink and white. And then beyond it is the blue and turquoise of the Great Lakes. It's quite a combination.
Holy cow. All right. Well, you said you're going up to Gaylord. What are you going to? You're going to be grilling on the hill?
That's where I'm headed up there for, a Treetops Resort. You know, and Gaylord's known for such fantastic golf that it has up there. And Treetops has four of the golf courses in the region, you know, some of the top golf courses in the state. And they also host this wonderful event called Grill on the Hill. So it's like 20 barbecue teams, and they all prepare things like ribs and pork butt and smoked pulled pork and beef brisket. And the attendees of the event are able to sample from all the different teams and see which one they think the best. There's even a People's Choice Award. You know, so Mike, if you show up and you enjoy some good barbecue, you can vote for your favorite.
Oh, come on. I just want to hear you say pork butt again. Say it. Say it.
Yeah. Well, I do love some smoked pork butt, especially when it's you know, grilled out on outdoors and you can enjoy the beautiful scenery up north. It's perfect.
And the smell around Gaylord this weekend then, especially around Treetops, it's just, you can't smell, I don't care if you just ate a spaghetti dinner or something, and you're full, you're ready for a nap. Suddenly, if you smell pork butt or brisket or something, or ribs, you're going to like, hey, man, I'm hungry. Where's the meat? Oh, that's going to be so good. What a beautiful time.
It's easy to indulge in that delicious barbecued meat, for sure.
Yeah, and of course, you'll be working it off when you swing the golf club. You're not playing any golf this weekend, are you?
I think I'm going to bring the clubs. I may get out and hit 18 Sunday morning. You know, have you ever heard of Treetops? It's a par 3 course there at Treetops. Are you familiar with what that is?
No.
So it's a golf course that all of the holes are par 3s. It's 9 holes. It's not 18. But these are not your average par 3s. There's one, for example, that drops 170 feet from the tee to green.
Holy crap.
And so, you know, you've got to really adjust your swing and your club to try to aim at this target green way down below you. And it's in this hilly area of the resort. And so it's really a challenge, and it's a ton of fun. So if I can get a tee time and get out on Treetops, that's what I'm going to try to do.
I have an idea. And I know you diehard golfers are going to poo-poo this idea. But as a dude sickle who doesn't care, how about we? Now, you got some pull. Nick, we do this.
Okay.
Mini golf, like putt-putt golf, only on a grand scale on a whole big golf course. Say go to Treetops. And I don't know, what's the toughest green at Treetops? What's the toughest hole?
I probably would say that hole that I'm talking about. There's also the number 7 on the Jones course, which is kind of a signature hole. It's also got a big elevated tee, and if you hit right or left, you're going in the woods. So there could be that hole, number 7 on the Robert Trent Jones masterpiece. I think that'd be the one I would recommend.
Okay, that particular hole, you combine that with the philosophy of mini golf, and on the green, you put a windmill. And so not only do you have to get to the green, now you got to putt through all of that. Huh? Come on. What would you call it? It's mini golf and regular golf, but I don't know what you'd call it. But we got to do that. Don't you think it's a brilliant idea?
How about super mini golf?
Super mini golf. Okay, I'll put that on the list. Well, I'm going to dry board that and run that through the committee. We're going to brainstorm on this. I think that would be a thing. Now, you watch. Somebody's going to do that.
There.
Yeah. We need to jump on this, Nick. Get some T-shirts made. All right, let's transition a little bit. We're talking about blossoms and flowers and stuff. Tulip time's coming up in Holland. Is that next weekend?
Yeah, it gets started today, actually. It goes through the entire week. So it's two weekends. It'll get started this evening with some Dutch dance. There's a lot of tradition involved in tulip time. You know, the headlining of the festival is 6 million tulips throughout Holland and in the surrounding area there, which if you start to picture, like, what does a big flower garden of tulips have that you see at a resort or somebody's house, you know, a few hundred blossoms? Think about 6 million. I mean, that's an incredible sight to see. Windmill Island Gardens is kind of the site that you see in photos and everything where there are thousands of tulips surrounding a 100-plus-year-old historic windmill that was actually brought to Michigan from Holland. And that's kind of one of the headliners. But throughout the week, there's all kinds of different events. They've got your Carnival Midway where you can play games and, you know, eat your elephant ears and foot-long hot dog. Which, when you go to those carnivals, do you have a favorite, like, guilty pleasure that you,
yes,
you enjoy, Mike?
Okay. Yes. I got to do we used to call them cow pies. It's kind of like, yeah, elephant ear. Yeah. I love that. And a corn dog. People poo-poo the corn dog. What's wrong with the corn dog? I love a corn dog.
I've always loved corn dogs. And you know what's funny is that is what I usually get still to this day. You know, maybe you shouldn't be eating all the corn dogs. I usually try to get one if I see one, if I walk by the little food carts that have the corn dogs.
Yeah, anything on a stick. I mean, because you're walking around. You get it. Okay, so we've got Holland with the windmills, again with my idea with the mini golf.
Yes.
And the windmill, the actual windmill, is Nick, this is just, see how it all falls together?
I certainly do, and you've got the theme. Yes, it works out great.
All right. Well, good luck to you. By the way, Holland Tulip Time, if in the bee community, they must have memos that circulate this time of year that say, like, hey, make your way to Holland, you know? There's got to be some pollinating going on there.
That's a great point. It's got to be like Christmas morning for the bees over there in the Holland area, where they've got no limit to the amount of beautiful tulips that they can help pollinate. So, probably a great place for bees.
Nick, grab some tequila, enjoy Cinco de Mayo, get your golf out, and have a good time there at Treetops and stuff. We'll chat next weekend, okay?
Sounds great, my friend. Have a great weekend.
See you later. 1320 WILS, back in a minute.